Yo guys, welcome back to another episode of the Spoken Word Podcast. You're now tuned in with CJ and Jay the comedian, the one and only.
J-O.
What are you saying?
Monsieur Chocolate Noir, Jay, my government name Javen, and F Connoisseur. Go on.
F Connoisseur.
Yeah.
What's that? What's the F
Football.
Sound for? Yeah. Yeah, if you know this guy, bruv, you know what it is anyway. Oh, bruv, this is the second attempt, man. You ruined my whole weekend, mate.
Yeah.
You ruined my whole weekend, bro.
Yeah, so
let the people know what happened, man. I like it though, because it's little things we can just talk about. It's like little memories, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
We recorded this.
We used to do something called the Lost Tapes.
Yeah.
You remember that mini series.
Pause. Pause. I just sound a bit mad.
What?
The Lost Tapes.
Yeah, like that's what we called it.
Yeah, pause. Yeah. Now I know what you mean, but it just sounded a bit mad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No, but we don't know. For the people that don't know, we actually done this episode yesterday. It was about
20 minutes.
20 minutes in.
We didn't complete the episode. We just
still quite a lot into the episode.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Going to the nice chunky bits of the episode. And this guy, I see in the corner of my eye, his leg is underneath the wire. Yeah? And I'd see him just moving it a bit, and I'm thinking don't move it more, just leave it.
So why don't you say nothing then?
I was thinking that you're not dumb, you're a smart guy. Yeah,
but you're I'm not perfect. Yeah? I'm not perfect.
And what does he do? Just the whole thing pops out, like, oh man. But never mind, it's trials and tribulations, isn't it? So we're here now. Eventually, I don't think we're ever going to get rid of like podcasting issues, man. It's always going to be, it's part of the process, isn't it?
I think when we, as we grow, and we have other people hopefully involved that can help us,
yeah.
Then it'll minimize any issues. But issues still happen to podcasts. We're only on 73 subscribers. We're grateful for the only 73 subscribers. And as a disclaimer, guys, you know what to do. Like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe. Do not just sit here and watch me say like and subscribe and don't like and subscribe. But we appreciate the ones that do. Please, thank you. Now continue.
You're getting out. You're getting very used to that, isn't it, bro? You sound like a proper YouTuber now, isn't it?
I'm not a YouTuber.
You are a YouTuber.
I'm not a YouTuber.
Are you a podcaster or a YouTuber?
No, I'm a bit of everything. Yeah. But at the moment, you could call myself a podcaster. Nah, I'm a conversationalist.
Yeah.
And other things.
Yeah, true. How's your week been anyway? You're getting used to the normal 9 to 5 lifestyle.
I was a bum before.
No, I'm not saying you was. I didn't say you was a bum. Where are you getting that from? I did not say
what
that.
What else would I be doing?
I didn't say you was a bum when you was on. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're getting into the nitty and gritty of the 9 to 5 lifestyle.
But what else would I?
You could have been doing anything before. You could be doing, I don't know, traveling, whatever. I'm not saying you was a bum. But I'm saying that this week you're feeling the full brunt of it, innit?
I'm not gonna. Actually, I'm not speak.
Speak, I'm in big trouble.
You
was having a howl, bruv.
Yes, this week has been a bit full. It's been a bit full on for me. I don't think I'm actually. I don't care what I was saying. I am not built for the Matrix, as we call it.
You're an agent of the Matrix, fam. What are you talking about?
So guys, hopefully, subscribe, get the viewers up, get to million subs, million views, and let the money roll in, baby. Please.
Bro, you just so much ass, bro.
Well, come on, man. We want a million subscribers, man. A million views. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Nah, we will get you that one day. We'll get that one exactly. day, inshallah.
And you know what? And guys, as well, what I'll do, if we can get us to 100, at least 100 subscribers, we'll start doing the community stuff on the YouTube, where we'll start putting questions on the community. It just doesn't make sense for us to do at the moment because we ain't got enough subscribers. But that's
yeah,
a good
we just need to get a bit more engagement coming through, and then
we'll
do that in terms of the actual community and actually bring on some more guests as well.
Shout out Isaac who messaged me or WhatsApp me recently. He said that a suggestion. Before I just shout you out, but yeah, we'll do that when we get to 100 subscribers. So you guys know what to do: share it with your friends and your family, and keep doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Cool. Let's jump straight into it, man. You're gonna get me all depressed now.
No. Let's start on a positive. Well, positive. So, do you watch the women's football? we'll branch off into the subject.
You trying to get me cancelled?
Okay. I watched the women's football.
I'm not a feminist. I don't watch that.
Okay. Well, I watched the women's football and I think it was a good game. It's a shame that England didn't win.
I'm glad they lost.
Yeah. It was a good game of football. I think we could have won. But yeah, the Spanish...
I'm just a prick though, innit? Like, yeah? I'm just a prick. I just don't support like the women's team. Do you know what is with women's football? Yeah, I'll be honest, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the goalkeepers I don't rate. The
goalkeepers?
Yeah, the goalkeeper. I think the goalkeepers are terrible. Every time I tune into a women's football match and I see a goal that goes in, I always think that could have been saved.
Right.
Like, obviously, because no, it's cool. You don't have to be involved in it, bro. You've got no cojones. It's fine, isn't it? So
no, but I don't.
No, I'm saying this is just. I'm just expressing my honest opinion. Obviously, the dimensions of the goal, I think, is the same as men's football, isn't it? I'm assuming.
Well, I was, yeah. Go on, continue.
But obviously, women, you know, on average, men are taller than women. Yeah, I just when I see them, the goalkeepers just look so bad.
Do you know what then?
But technically, they're just as good as men. They just also ain't got the physicality.
Do you know what? Yeah, I will agree with what you're saying. I'm Javen, bro. You knew my prime 2015, bro. I could bring this back at any time. I say what I want. So I got the cojones, bro. Sometimes too much cojones. I think the England goalkeeper today, though, she was like kept England in the game. Her saves were great. What I'll say is though, in terms of the dimensions, if it's the same dimensions, which I thought it was, and the average height, I suppose was that some women keepers like 5'4" or something?
I don't know. I just always see them getting bins down. No,
but the thing is though, as a guy, this is interesting to talk about. We'll branch off, but it's actually I'm talking about more than I thought I was going to. You see, men's football, if a keeper is like 6 foot, that's considered quite. Concerning.
Sure, yeah. Casillas was 6 foot, wasn't it?
He was 6'1".
He was short.
Yeah, no, he was, but he was 6'1". He was still short for the keeper. Even 6'2", I don't really like. But then Edison 6'2", Aaron Ramsdale 6'2". But like, you know, how Arsenal signed Raya from Brentford. He's 6 foot on the dot.
Yeah.
And we got him for his ability to with the ball at his feet, but he's 6. How tall is Casillas?
Yeah, I was right. 6 foot.
Is it 6 foot?
Yeah.
I thought he was 6'1".
Yeah.
Okay. But like, yeah. But then it's like.
I knew I was right.
Okay. I thought he was 6'1". But if you got a woman keeper at 5'4" and the dimensions are the same, I think that's a bit stupid.
It don't really make sense, does it?
No.
Yeah,
because you're right. Average women are smaller than guys on average.
Yeah, yeah. I think the football, like I remember, I think it was last year. I must have been flicking through the channels. It was Chelsea women's versus Man City.
Oh yeah,
the women's, and they was bopping the ball. Like it was one of the best goals I've ever seen.
Yeah,
like the build up play. So yeah, I'm just not invested. Even with men's football, to be honest, like, I get bored of it sometimes. Just constantly just watching league games each weekend. Like, unless obviously it's my own team or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Like, women's football's got a long way to go, man. It's got a long way to go.
Yeah, it's improved. It's gone far over the years, but he's got another long way to go. Yeah. What I'll say as well, just on women's football, but if you're acknowledging that the average height is smaller, which is factually known worldwide,
then
when you're saying, like, oh, the goals could have been saved, then can they really be saved then? If sometimes
it's not even like it's gone because it's gone in like the top corner, even if it's gone right through them or next to them, they're just the goalkeepers are they're below average.
Okay.
The outfield players are they're fine. Technique's technique, innit? Like you either have it or you don't, whether you're male or female, innit? Yeah. But they just ain't got the physicality behind it. You see someone like don't know, like Cristiano Ronaldo in his prime.
Yeah,
you know, his dribbling was a leap. He had the explosive. He had the power. You know, the power behind it. Where in women football, you don't get as much on a general basis, from what I've seen.
Yeah, but then again, like on average, men's physicality is superior to women.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what adds to the men's game is that you've got the physical aspect. But of then it. I'm not saying. Women are weak. The women's.
I know you're not saying that. I know you're not saying that. I'm just saying that's what adds to it. I'm just saying that.
And like I said, it's something that's new anyway. So it's got time to go, and it's getting better each year. The stadiums are getting packed out. It's just not something I would particularly watch on a daily.
Why not?
Because I'm a stone cold misogynist. No, I'm not misogynist.
Were you a chauvinist?
I'm a male chauvinist pig.
Chauvinist.
Nah, I'm not even, man. Nah, man. Shout out to my women, man. Get, you know. I don't know about the whole getting paid same pay as men. I don't know about that.
Why'd you say that? I agree with you.
But yeah. Because why do you? All right, it's not just men's football get men's football. The footballers get paid too much. There's too much money in football overall.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So women's football needs to generate that amount of revenue for them to get paid. Yeah. And I think we'll probably... Yeah.
That's the point. That's what I was going to say.
But people think it's just out of thin air. And it's
you,
like,
do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Like, you know what that. I'll say, yeah?
But it will...
Do you know what? Do you know what? Guys, please actually take attention to listen to the words. Don't just emotionally react. Well, hear what I'm saying. Men don't all get paid the same period in football.
No.
Yeah? And also, for women, I think what will happen is, I think women will eventually start getting paid more as the sport grows. But what it's about, because I think some people that don't understand how these things work, it's not just about ability. It's not because of the ability why I don't think they should get paid the same.
Commercial.
It's about the commercial revenue. And there's some women not even watching women's football play.
Exactly.
There's some of them only watching. Do you know what makes the players get paid? It's not. It's obviously it's a combination of a few factors. Some of it is obviously ability. Yeah. But a lot of it is not. It's to do with how much revenue it's generating. Because it's, even though it's sport, it comes under the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And you have to have a lot of people bringing in the money. Now, if they can bring as much as men, then obviously you can pay them.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing with like, one off topic, but like OnlyFans. There's such a big demand for OnlyFans. That is why a lot of women that are using that platform are getting paid so much money. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because there's a demand.
Because
there's
a high demand. Yeah, yeah. Now, obviously, I think women are the ones that are cream. Like, I think they even get paid more than men on the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not for example.
Women are the main consumers in general anyway.
Who?
Women.
In what?
To anything. Shopping.
No, but in OnlyFans, the main consumers are men.
Yeah.
And women are making some figures that are some footballers are probably gonna get.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's coming. Do you know it's what I'm coming. Saying? Yeah, it's coming. The sport is getting bigger each year.
But what I'm trying, the reason why I'm bringing.
They don't have the right fate, like Megan Rapinoe, for example. So unlikable. Have you seen that clip that's resurfaced this year?
That's the American.
The American.
I've seen the clip. No,
there's a clip that's resurfaced where she, I think she's at an award ceremony.
Yeah.
And a young fan comes up to her, a little kid comes up to her, I think, to sign a ball. She takes the ball from him, she signed it, and she's not even looking. She's like this. And she just hands him back the ball. you lot ain't got the right faces for it, man. Who's marketable for it? Not Megan Rapinoe.
That's weird.
I know they're trying to push Lauren James at the moment.
But then when she stamped on the Nigerian player, that didn't look
good. Nah,
but then anyone could do that, though. David Beckham is marketable. He kicked Simeone in the 98 World Cup.
But that's the British press, though. They build you up and they tell you about. Look what happened to, I can never pronounce her last name properly. The female tennis player, Emma Raducanu.
Oh, yeah.
Built her up, like, overnight. Just everywhere. That's built up. Got all these brand deals and all that. And now she's having a torrid time and now... Media
they did the same thing to Joshua, bro.
Same thing to AJ.
And they cuss him every 2 seconds now because he upset people with the
Beckham in 98. Mm. You know.
Let me touch on one thing. I'll get back on it. Yeah. So what I was saying is, so that's why I brought up the OnlyFans analogy to make it make sense. Now, OnlyFans, it's not actually based on how good looking you are. That's not how you get paid. It's based on how much consumer you personally are doing on the platform.
Yeah.
That's why you're bringing in six figures, that kind of stuff. Now, for football, before we move on, if they can bring in at the moment, I'm going to be honest, I don't think they're going to bring in the same commercial even in the next 10 years as guys. But I think I put it to be more than what it is now.
Yeah,
then
definitely.
Then naturally, their bread can get bigger.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Because how much women footballers have got two jobs. Some of them, I think someone was even a female firefighter.
Yeah.
And someone's an accountant and they're playing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's about that. It's the entertainment industry. If you're in the entertainment industry, like this podcast, hopefully, if we can, you know, bring in the revenue, the cost of the commercial, then you can pay us, you know, you can pay us like to have a big podcast.
Just because we're podcasting, we're not getting the big deals like with Spotify.
Yeah, because we're not, because we're not bringing, because we're only, because we're only bringing, we only got 73 subscribers and got to subscribe, guys. Go on. Yeah. Right, let's move on.
Yeah, go on. But we was talking about bad press anyway, so.
Yeah, on women, there's been a, there's now we've got women as the most like prolific child killer in recent times. Lucy Letby, so this is more serious now, right? We had a little laugh, but that's horrible, man. Lucy Letby.
Yeah. Pure evil. Something that you can't, you know when people do certain things, yeah,
yeah,
certain actions, you try to explain, you try to like get an understanding and see like if there's any logic behind someone's decision.
Yeah, I'm
making just this, yeah, is just pure evil. I just saw in the news, I saw a brief in the news this week, and obviously you broke it down to me, like what actually happened, how many babies she killed, yeah, and all that. So this happened between what, 2015 and 2016, isn't
it? So
isn't,
yeah,
it?
Let me get this up. So nurse Lucy Letby found guilty of murdering 7 babies on neonatal unit. A nurse has been found guilty of murdering 7 babies and attempting to murder others while working on a hospital's neonatal unit between June 2015 and June 2016. So literally a calendar year. Lucy Letby, who was in her mid-20s and working at the Countess of Chester Hospital at the time of the murders, is now the UK's most prolific child killer of modern times. So not even just women, across the board between men and women,
yeah,
in modern times. She was found guilty by a series of partial verdicts delivered several days apart, with the judge issuing reporting restrictions until the end of the trial. Letby was also found guilty of 7 counts of attempted murder. Letby cried during some of the verdicts, while families of her victims sobbed and comforted each other as the jury read out its findings. One member of the jury also cried and held her head in her hands. She was also found not guilty of 2 charges of attempted murder. The jury was unable to reach verdicts on 6 further counts of attempted murder. Letby's mother, Susan, broke down sobbing as her daughter was led away from the dock, whispering, "You can't be serious. This can't be right," into her husband's arms. I'm assuming Letby's dad. During a later set of verdicts, Letby refused to come up from the cells and was found guilty of more murders in her absence. All of the children have been granted anonymity, although their names were read out in the courtroom during the 9-month trial. 2 of her victims, known as Child L and M, were twin brothers. They had been born prematurely and were just days old when Letby tried to kill them within hours of each other in April 2016. Speaking publicly for the very first time, the boys' parents described the killer's nurse as acting very cool and calm after trying to murder Child M with an injection of excessive air. At that time, her body language and her behavior totally changed. The twins' mother said, "She was very annoyed with us. She thought that I couldn't kill your baby." It's awful, man. It's awful.
It's dark, bro. Some dark stuff.
Sickening.
That's
something. I don't understand.
What goes through a person's head when? How many? 7.
7 babies she's killed. And obviously, she didn't get caught. She was trying to do more.
Yeah.
So obviously, there was.
That's the 7 that we know of as well. Like.
Well, yeah. Like. Apparently, that she's got a child herself. Apparently, that could be wrong.
How old is she? 33.
I don't know, but she was in her mid-20s when it happened. So she probably is in her like early 30s now.
Wow. Yeah. That is
sickening, man.
That's obviously the main thing we want to go into is the BBC, the report.
Well, that's not the main thing, but we're going to touch on that. It's important. The main thing is this, but we'll talk about that around it. So yeah, go on.
No, remind me what was actually the video as well.
So Letby, just for some like background. So she apparently came from an ordinary background. So the BBC report. So basically, the BBC reporter, this lady says, "Oh, she's basically saying like, oh, she doesn't expect a serial killer in along these lines to look like how Lucy Letby is."
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
which I think is quite poor reporting. And
what was this? What was she expecting for him to look like then?
Well, if I'm, let's be real here. Like, what? White, blonde, female, English, with a name like Lucy. What do you mean?
Two-parent household. Does she have like a what type of background?
So she's like? Came from, so they described it as an ordinary, ordinary family from Hereford.
Yeah.
Hereford, and she was at university.
Yeah.
See what I mean? When do you know, it's always when they go to university where they seem to get a bit more.
Yeah.
She went to, I think she was at the University of Chester.
When it comes to serial, sorry to interrupt you, so when it comes to serial killers, from what I know, from what I've seen, it normally tends to be
guys,
white males.
Well, guys anyway, but yeah, you might be right. Yeah.
So is it because it's a woman, or do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but is it also because she's a white woman as well?
Yeah, no, that's saying that's a fact. That's a contributing factor as well. But it's like, what would you expect in like a old male?
Yeah. I mean, someone should ask her. Someone should question her.
It's like, just bad, but I think it's just. I mean, I don't. It's BBC, innit, man. What do you expect? Like, they've been having howlers in recent times, innit? Yeah. So, yeah, man. I don't know, man. It's that whole case, man. Was, how? I'm just thinking, like, would. Are you just born evil, bro?
I don't think, again, as I said, I think...
Was it like a learned behaviour or something?
I don't think you're born evil. I think she is evil, but I don't think she was born evil. Again,
But where in your life, whether it's a traumatic experience, where do you pick that up?
What? So what
like,
do you...
Yeah, for me, because didn't she just say that this is her... A duty or something.
So apparently, she had a bad birth.
Yeah.
So I think what they're trying to say, I think, is that when she was born, something there was a bit of complications at her birth. So she wanted to always. So apparently, this is her history. She always wanted to become a nurse.
Yeah.
So basically, what she done, the job she was in was her dream job.
Yeah.
She was always wanted to be a nurse, and she's obviously got to be a nurse.
Because she had a. And these were neonatal units she was in.
Yeah.
Okay. She was probably a mom when she was born as well.
Yeah. So she this was a dream job. Now the reason why she wanted to become a nurse because she felt like it was a calling, because she felt like it was a duty to give back, because whatever birth issue she had, I would take it, which the assumption is gonna be that if the medical people didn't get it right, she could maybe have been dead or something. So
I'm just going.
She feels like. This is what she was supposed to do.
The only thing I can think of is, because you said this is her calling, is that the reason why she's...
Payback, same thing.
Reason why she's in this position now is where she looks as, I survived, but I should have died. So what I'm going to do now is take these babies' lives or something.
What makes you think that?
I don't know. I'm trying to get in the mind of a serial killer.
No, but so she survived.
But maybe she probably wish she didn't survive in a way. I don't know. And now she's doing this as like a favour or something. I'm just trying to get in the mind of an serial killer, man. Because, like I'm saying, there's no logic. You can't put logic to killing newborn babies. Yeah. There's no logic behind it. It's just pure and utter evil.
It's not even one. And by the way, it's not an excuse for people to do this. But it's not like she was. You know, there's always stories that she was molested when she was really young. Or these.
You're saying she came from an ordinary background. From what we know, there's no traumatic experiences. But there was complications at her birth, at her own birth. Bro,
there was complications at my birth.
Me too.
I want to say this is a bit personal, isn't it? When I was born, the cord.
Yeah.
The cord got wrapped around my neck.
Cord, yeah.
So that's this complication.
When I was born, I was low weight, I might have even been like a pound or something, bro. So there's complications at birth.
No, but the thing is though, so when the cord got wrapped around my neck, obviously it's possible I could die.
Yeah.
If the people are not do the thing properly. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I don't know what birth issues she had, but she has some birth issues. That's the reason why she always wanted to be a nurse, which is actually fine in the grand scheme of things. A lot of people have there's a past something that makes someone want to do something.
Yeah.
It happens, and it could be anything, and that's normally good. This is, you've now got this position, you abused your power, and you've killed innocent lives. That probably,
Maybe.
Is this sickening, man?
Maybe she wants to be like the. what's the word I'm looking for?
Callum, man, she just tapped, man.
No, I she's know. Like, I'm trying to.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to think of like. There is none. Like I said, because it's tapped, pure evil. Man. You can't. There's no explanation to evil in it. Yeah, to the devil. Yeah, but I'm just trying to think. Like maybe she wants to be as like, I'm the only survivor of birth complications, and anyone that's in my unit, I'm gonna make sure they don't. I don't know.
She wants to create like a new record or something.
I don't know, man. Because it's like killing babies, but killing another human being is awful alone. Yeah, like serious human beings, we're all capable of taking someone's life.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You know, it's a survival instinct. Yeah, whether it's out of self-defense, fit of rage, jealousy, anything. Yeah, we're all capable of doing that, I believe. Yeah, but something like that. Unless she was possessed.
By what?
I don't know, bro. The devil himself. Like, that is... Like I said, babies, they're coming to this world innocent, haven't committed a sin. You know? Essentially a blank canvas. Like, why? You said what? She was putting air into them.
So she tried to... Yeah. Apparently she tried to... I think... I'm assuming this one survived it. And she tried to...
Air into the veins and
she
all
tried
that.
To inject this person with excessive air.
Excessive air, yeah.
So it's a point where you're gonna clog up your lungs or something.
Yeah,
what she's doing, she's basically executing babies.
Yeah.
Like it's execution.
Yeah.
What she's doing to them, like, yeah. Literally.
And you know what the worst thing is as well? We need to get onto this, but like, this was actually pulled up on it.
Yeah,
as well.
That's what I forgot. Also, but yeah, but I was about to bring it up actually.
Yeah.
We got to what the management side of it though. Like, yeah.
Her peers and all that, or consultants, were actually
so apparently pulled up to the managers people, and all that. I think doctors, they say seven or something. Don't quote me on the number, but basically a few doctors voiced their concern to the management side of things.
Yeah.
And they were all ignored.
Yeah.
They were not taken seriously. They were, I think they said something, what I read was so sickening, looking back on it, I think they even tried to say like, oh, she'd apologize for even accusing Lucy of doing these things or having any red flags around
her.
And then obviously, because apparently this could have all been avoided. I've read something, so this could have all been avoided if someone was acted. Yeah, so multiple people have raised saying something isn't right about this woman.
Yeah. And just got swept under the rug,
essentially. And it just kind of got brushed off, like, no. Yeah. It was like, no.
What the problem is, and this is probably like more of a broader issue as well, is that with the NHS or nothing like that, the people that are in senior roles or management, they don't come from like a doctor's background or a medicine
some
background.
Of them, I don't know, I think some of them
do, but yeah. Because I've heard this before, previously before this, so there's a lot of them, it's just management type stuff. But they don't have an actual understanding of the people that's on the like doing the groundwork.
So would you say like management from like other areas that's happened to just go to NHS?
Yeah,
like,
So it could be other
businesses.
Yeah, so there's no understanding of people. You know, like sometimes you get this in my industry, your industry as well.
Yeah.
Well, we work in the same industry pretty much. But like, you know, people in the ivory towers, if you heard that term before, where they don't understand the people that's actually on the groundwork on the front lines. So it's probably there's that misunderstanding between the doctors and management as well.
Yeah, but
from a medical point of view.
Yeah, but Callum, bro. But I'm sorry, it's not good enough, man. Because like,
I hear you. I know. I'm saying that's on a broader scale.
We had multiple doctors.
Okay, now okay.
Voicing their concerns. Okay. To
now why was that swept under the rug?
I don't know. Well, why? Why do you think?
So what's the contributing factors we was talking about earlier? I don't know. White woman,
blonde hair.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying that's definitely the reason.
You know
I don't know.
We don't know. I'm saying was that a contributing factor? Because if it was, you know, some uncle from Nigeria or whatever, so some auntie from the Philippines or whatever, you know.
Well, the comment section was interesting under some of the things on social media. Is like what? Because they're saying because obviously, do you know these people saying obviously like it's always this whole debate now. Is like saying unconscious bias.
Yeah.
Well, do you see just this woman that's gone to uni? She's from a middle class background. What white blonde hair? She got blue eyes. Mm. What? So she can't. So what? We just trust her automatically. Yeah. What is it? If she was someone with I don't know, with a name like Adebayo or something like that from somewhere. No, seriously. I'm keeping it real, man. What, do you look into it? Because the reason why I asked that is because you had several people voice their concerns. It wasn't even just one person. It was multiple people voicing their concerns about this lady.
Yeah.
And for you to, it sounds like it's just gross negligence.
Yeah,
it's gross negligence. It's
gross negligence, yeah.
And now all these babies have lost their life, and their families' lives are ruined forever.
Yeah, and she. So when did she actually get arrested then?
I can't remember.
Like this was a few years ago, I've seen, but she's.
And she was sending, and she, and then I can't even see it, but she even was sending disturbing texts as well.
Yeah,
she was
sending, it's just, she's
sinister, man. Yeah. Sending these disgusting, disturbing texts. Where is it?
Let me pull them up.
Let me pull this up, man. There's. If I can get it.
Shocking, man. What's more evil than that? I don't know. If you made up this far in the video, let us know in the comment section.
Just keep talking.
I'm trying to think. How evil can you actually get, man? That's just... I don't know, man. Is that like a learned behaviour?
The text messages Lucy let by sent as babies died. So this is the 14th of June 2015, right? Read them out, yeah. Sorry if I was off, just wasn't a great start to shift, but sadly it got worse. X, I was struggling to accept what happened to baby A. Now we've lost baby C overnight, and it's all a little bit much. X, the person says, hope you're going to be okay. This isn't like you, sending your biggest hugs. XX, I just keep seeing them both. No one should have to see and do the things we do. It's heartbreaking. But it's not about me. We learn to deal with it. Thank you. XXX. Mm. I'm reading it to a T.
Yeah.
Even the X's. This was on the 14th of June 2015. These texts were sent.
Yeah. Textbook psychopath, this woman is. Lucy Lepti, you know.
So basically, the text message sent by the nurse in the hours after the murders were a key part of the evidence against her. They revealed how she contacted colleagues after she had killed babies, often informing them of the deaths. In turn, she received sympathy and concern. This woman's very manipulative, man.
Yeah.
These texts, the messages showed how she offered to work. The messages showed how she offered to work extra shifts on the neonatal intensive therapy unit. They also reveal how Lou Letby reacted as the net of suspicion closed in on her. The jury heard 9 months of evidence before making their verdict, so it took 9 months.
Some Dexter thing, bruv. Mad.
So this woman's obviously very sinister.
How long she got sentenced for?
I don't even know. You know, what did she even say?
They better chuck away the keys, fam.
But then you're gonna
chuck them in the tall grass.
But then you got some people saying, "Oh, I saw one comment saying, oh, something's not right. Is she a scapegoat? What? I mean,
I don't know. Chuck them keys in the high grass, but obviously she never sees daylight again, man.
Sick, man.
Don't know what it is.
How can you be so cruel and evil, man? Makes no sense. Makes no sense, man. But then again, I want to touch on this. Away from her, man. Let's talk. Do you think the management staff should be looked into for this though? Because you, bro, it's the gross negligence.
Gross negligence. Everyone needs to be held accountable. That was around during that time and needs to be investigated.
So the management side, though?
Yeah.
Not the ones that voice their concerns, no, because they can't.
Yeah, no,
they,
I'm talking.
They've gone, yeah, they've gone to.
I'm talking from the management side.
Top up.
Everyone, yeah. Sad.
Because it's like, what are you doing?
Sad, man. Do you know, because I hear, because even like recently, my friend told me that one of the nephews passed away. We like a few months old and all that, had complications with the heart and all that, so. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's just hard to lose someone so young, someone that hasn't even done it, haven't had the opportunity to do anything in this world. So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, and you know the worst thing. Do you know what the messed up thing about this whole thing is? Yeah. You think in your hospital you're safe, and there's been quite a few cases in hospitals where people are doing the sick things to people. You think in your hospital you're safe.
Yeah.
Because that's why they're saying, stay with your loved ones in hospitals, because you're leaving them with people. Like even people that are in like care homes with people with dementia, some of them get abused by staff members. They're meant to be looking after them.
You've seen a lot of that.
It's more of it than people think it is.
Yeah.
Like they're doing nasty things.
When it comes to certain industries, like you know, like care industry or like NHS or like even like education, people just don't question. It's like, oh no, you're in good care. We'll leave them. You know, we'll leave you there. You like go to school 6-7 hours a day and expect them up because they're labeled, because they're a teacher or a head teacher or whatever, or teaching assistant. Oh, they're automatically good. They're not going to do anything. Like, that's not always the case, man. Sometimes you've got questions like, why does this person want to go into this certain professional
industry? Are you quite, like, would you say you're quite somewhat cynical as to why people get into certain...
cynical might be a bit of a strong word, why this is my opinion. Yeah, we're like human beings for the main part are selfish
by nature.
Yeah. You know, opportunistic, selfish to the point where I don't know, for the betterment of themselves, even to the detriment of others as well. So when you get someone that comes along the way, it's like, oh yeah, I really want to become a teacher. I want to teach the next generation. I want to become a heart surgeon or this or that. It's like, is it always
for even a police officer?
But not even to that extreme of harming. Yeah, even just like from a narcissistic point of view, like, you know, and even with like police, you mentioned police. Yeah, people get into police. Sometimes you hear that because they were bullied in school, innit?
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
So they get into the police force and stuff like that, so they can
take their revenge.
Yeah, so they can throw around their authority and all that, or like, you know, people that want to become teachers. It's
psychological.
Like, but even some people who become teachers, do you want to teach or do you want to indoctrinate young minds of today? Do you know what I'm saying? It's just a question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think that sun just needs to be raised, isn't it?
That's interesting. Yeah. Like that's a conversation in itself for another show.
100%.
Like,
yeah.
Just why people? What is someone's real intentions?
Because someone said like, oh, man, I just want to become rich. I want to do this, make money. I just want to exploit people. I'm like, cool, yeah, cool. I hear you.
There's two things. There's two things that human beings are selfish with the most in this world: their time and their money.
Their money, yeah.
Both time and their money. People don't like to do their time, and people don't like to do their money.
Yeah, because I was speaking to someone recently. Yeah, and she just she's got a teaching degree in it, and then I think like our first few weeks or something, I was on the phone to her. She was getting mad on the phone. She's like, "These effing little shits and all that." And she was like, "Coming to from the point of view like, oh, I'm better than them. I'm busting my ass off and all this." I was like, "Whoa, I thought you wanted to help people." Like, and it's like, I don't know. Is it a cover up for something? Like, is it like your own ego or something? Something you want to feed your own ego? Like, I don't know. But yeah, like you said, it's something that can be spoken or depicted on like another episode. This whole conversation.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Was anything?
No, I think we touched anything for this week. That was a very up and down episode, bro. I can't lie. The beginning was all up, man.
I think it was like a nice little twist and unexpected twist.
Yeah, man. Justice has prevailed. So yeah.
Yeah, I hope guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode.
I'll do. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Guys, please like and subscribe. Thanks for listening, everyone, and enjoy your day. All right.